This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Hello and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend's show is Jim Pitchford, Macoupin County Emergency Management Agency. And welcome to the show, Jim.
Thanks, Rick.
Jim, we are going to talk about, coming up very shortly, is the National Weather Service St. Louis Severe Storm Spotter and Weather Safety Class that's going to be held here in Macoupin County. And you're the go-to person on that. And if you could talk a little bit about the class itself, sort of who's it designed for, and what do you learn in it?
Absolutely, be happy to. Jim Cramper, who's the warning meteorologist for the National Weather Service in St. Louis, is going to be coming to Carlinville on the 21st day of January. 6:30 p.m., we're going to be out at Olin Hall out at Blackburn College. And Jim's going to do about a two-hour presentation on severe weather and severe weather products that are put out by the National Weather Service, and basically how they get their ground truth information by having trained weather spotters calling that information into the National Weather Service and verifying the information that they're seeing on the radar. We've had some traumatic changes in our weather forecasting ability due to new computers and upgrades and radar upgrades and different types of technology they're using. But they still need that ground truth from the people out here in Macoupin County and around Macoupin County to be able to validate what they're telling folks on their watch and warning information. It's open to public safety officials. It's also open to the public. Anybody interested in weather, wanting to learn a little bit more about how thunderstorms develop and what the hazards are associated with severe weather, are welcome to come out and get a good lesson in meteorology.
So when they learn about this, there's not like a test at the end of the class or anything like that?
There's no commitment. At the end of the class, if you, as an individual, someone wants to sign up to be a spotter for the National Weather Service, they submit an application to Mr. Cramper, and he will give them a spotter number, and that spotter number then will be what they would refer to when they call the National Weather Service. And the purpose for that is if someone calls in with a spotter number, then the meteorologists in St. Louis know they've at least had the basic training, and they understand the concept of severe weather, and then they're reporting the really critical information that needs to be reported. A lot of people will call the weather service and say, it's raining in Carlinville. Well, that really isn't the critical information they need. They need damaging wind. They need damaging hail. They need damaging or flooding water reports. Those really are the only three things that are necessary. And when we do an evaluation of the hazards in Macoupin County, we always on the top is weather-related emergencies. That's the number one risk to people in our farm agricultural-related county. Macoupin County has also been recognized as a storm-ready county, storm-ready community, and that's a process that we go through to recertify every 4 or 5 years, and that just basically means there are warning systems in place in our larger cities. Carlinville has an outdoor warning system. People need to understand what that warning system is all about, and through the Weather Service and through the Emergency Management Program, we try to educate the public on exactly what it means when those sirens go off, what people need to be doing.
And as far as the person you're talking about that wants to go beyond just having it for their own personal information, the storm spotter and stuff like that, do they normally, after they take the class, get accepted after they apply to Mr.?
Yeah, they can send applications to Jim Cramperman, and there's also some additional training that they can follow up with that. There's an advanced 2.5-hour training course that Jim offers. There's programs out there like COCORA, which is a weather reporting network. Its purpose is to report every drop of water. And every day we have 10 to 12 people around Macoupin County that submit weather report or submit the rain reports to the COCORA website. And you can go on COCORA.org and you can look up Macoupin County, Illinois, and actually see how many tenths of rain we got in Girard versus how many tenths they got down in Staunton or Bunker Hill or Palmyra. So the more weather stations you have and the more people you have out around the county to report that, the better average you actually get for total rainfall. We may see times where people say, well, they got an inch of rain in Carlinville. For example, yesterday we had snow in Girard, very, very small amount. Verdon had the ground cover. Springfield had very, very hazardous driving. My wife left Springfield last night and said they were coming out on 6th Street at about 5 miles an hour because it was so slick and dangerous up there last night. So, you know, weather doesn't hit everybody at the same time. It kind of, you have to get a good picture and a big wide view of a weather event. And they'll teach you what to look for. That, you know, when you see thunder and thunderheads and big clouds out there, it educates you as the energy behind the severe thunderstorm is hot, warm, moist air. And the moist, warm air, as it rises up into the atmosphere, it condenses and goes higher and higher. And we know that it takes 25 to 30,000 foot tops to produce large hail. So we watch the tops of the clouds as well as the bottom of the clouds.
Now, your emergency management and these reports, sometimes, you know, you'll see a report on the Weather Service about there was a tornado spotted or a possible tornado. Does that sort of affect you, too? When you go to investigate actual, like, say, straight winds or tornadoes?
Sure. We would much rather have those reports as they happen. That way we can warn the people downstream. We have had severe thunderstorm warnings and tornado warnings issued based on reports that our spotters have given us from Ground Truth. You know, if we have somebody in the Jerseyville or somebody in the Greene County or Calhoun County reporting severe thunderstorm with 70-mile-an-hour winds coming straight east, we got a pretty good idea it's going to come to Carnarvon, because it doesn't take very, very long to travel at 70 miles an hour when they're only going 50 miles to get here. So you can see where it's really an advantage for the next people down the line that we provide that information to the Weather Service so they can get the watches and warnings up for them. Helps here in Carlinville, too. If a police officer in Carlinville sees a funnel cloud or sees dangerous, damaging weather, they can activate their warning system. They don't have to wait for the National Weather Service to issue a tornado warning or severe thunderstorm warning. And we have trained spotters right here in this community to help them use that warning system.
Do you know how many spotters we have now at this time in Macoupin?
Within Macoupin County, I believe there's somewhere between 30 and 40. We've got 30 and 40 trained spotters. Not all of them are active. They've gotten the information for their own purposes. But generally, they're pretty good. If someone does have severe weather, and we use a lot of our amateur radio operators. We've got a 60-man amateur radio club here in Macoupin County. And it's not only Macoupin, but there's people from Montgomery and Madison and Jersey County that are also in Greene County that are also members. And we have a repeater that whenever severe weather comes up, we can actually talk on the radio directly to the National Weather Service in St. Louis. And that puts us in direct contact with the meteorologists down there so we can give them the ground truth reports.
Now, this class is January 21st of this year, 6:30. Anything you have to do, that they have to contact you to reserve a spot? What do they need to do if they want to attend?
No, I believe the hall is big enough to handle most everybody that would like to come on out. There'll be plenty of room. I was assured that there's room for over 100. I've never been in Olin Hall out there, but they said as many people would like to come to it are welcome to come to it. So we'd like to invite anybody and everybody to be interested. Come on out. And if we have too many people, we'll schedule another one.
Jim, thank you for joining us on Around Macoupin County.
Thanks for the opportunity to talk about severe weather in Macoupin County, Rick. Appreciate it.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition. For WSMI, I'm Rick Davis.